Savod.
With your permission. Lachot, this apply to this time of the year. Ari says that we are in days of judgment. As Sfirat HaOmer is the day of judgment. It's no coincidence. Situation in war. Let's speak in Eretz Israel. Because constantly in generations, Sfirat HaOmer war, days of hardship for Israel. And Ari says, Yisimei Adin Berachamim, even though Hashem judges us on Rosh Hashanah, we're going to be re-judged in the Sfirat HaOmer. But this judgment, says the Ari, is Berachamim. It's not as harsh and hard like the times of Selichot and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's a little bit easier. But still, it's a day of judgment. The reason the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students and they were the giants of Am Yisrael. You have to remember this was the time of the decree of the Romans that nobody is allowed to study Torah. Eventually Rabbi Akiva will be put in jail. He'll be in jail for 20 years. And they tortured him every day. They tortured him. He used to put hot metal under his arm that he should become Christian. And after 20 years, he died in jail. And before that, he was teaching, and the Romans in Marshimam were able to kill all the Chachamim. There was almost no one left. At the last minute, Akiva was able to teach 24,000 people. This is before the decree came out. And then, they were the last ones, scholars that will be able to continue the Torah. And then the Gemara says they die between Pesach and Shavuot. The Gemara says it's almost not a Talmid Chachamim anymore, besides Rabbi Akiva. They killed everybody. And then he took five boys, started to teach it again. But the 24,000 giants, it took him 24 years to teach them, vanished in an epidemic. It's called askara, something like a kind of a sickness. The Gemara says starts in the stomach and goes up, and then the person chokes. And when he chokes, the Gemara says, this is one of the worst deaths. The Gemara says like this, the person has to pray in his lifetime, a time for him to go to Gan Eden. The Malach HaMavet, Yimach Shemo, should take his neshama like you take a hair from a glass of milk. Then the person doesn't suffer. He gives the neshama back to Shkodesh Machu and he goes to Gan Eden. At Chas V'Shalom, otherwise, sometimes, he pulls the neshama out and the neshama tears the inside of the body. This tremendous ache, horrible, horrible suffering. One of them is askara. This is the sickness. Those 24,000 people died. They were punished badly. The reason is the Rona Gu Kabot Zebazim. They have to respect each other. When we read the Torah, there's no scene like this. It says you have to give respect. It doesn't say if you don't give respect, you die in such a bad death. Nevertheless, the Gemara said, this is this Chachamim says, Sfirat HaOmer. This is, we mourn if we say on them, but really it's not on them. Because Sfirat HaOmer itself has kind of judgment. It happened to be those 24,000 people died, and how bad it is, that after they died, but it's epidemic, Rabbi Akiva was left by himself in the world. And he had to start over the whole school, the whole yeshiva again. Didn't last so long. And he was put in jail. He tried again to put a lot of students. Then he was caught by the Romans. After the decree came out, nobody's allowed to learn or teach Torah. Put him in jail, and then he died in jail. But it's very, very strange. 24,000 times died because he didn't give respect. So it's a very strange thing. Torah says you die if you don't keep Shabbat, if you did other bad things. The Torah has a list. It doesn't say on the Torah that if you don't give a respect, you die. And it's 24,000. Not only that, 24,000. But since the end of the day, it means there was nobody left. It's worse than just people dying, epidemic. But this year, some people left. Here, nobody was left. Nobody. The topic here is to start the whole thing very strange. And here comes Rabbi Akiva and tells us this is parasha, talacha kamocha. This one of the mitzvot, this is parasha. Love your friend as much as you love yourself. Rabbi Akiva is the klal gadol b'Torah, it's a major rule in the Torah. Love talacha kamocha. And actually, the Gemara says how important love talacha kamocha is. The Gemara tells a story that a goy came to convert first to Shammai and then to Hillel. And so this is the highest bedin in time of Beit HaMikdash. And he told Shammai and told Hillel, I would like to convert 1, 2, 3. America's still microwave. I have no time to study now. Now time. Somebody wants to convert. He comes to Bedin, they give him a book. Tell him he has to learn all the halachot. Hilchot Shabbat, Hilchot Tahara, Kedusha. Then he comes to Bedin, and he has a test. To know if he knows all the halachot. Then they put milah to him, and the mikveh, and then he becomes a convert. The Gemara tells us that this guy came to Hillel and asked him, he wants to convert. While he told Hillel, I'm standing on one foot, convert me. And Hillel said, no problem. I'll tell you what it is. And stand on one foot and I'll tell you. And then you become a Jew. So what is it? Told him, after Hakamocha, whatever you don't like people to do to you, don't do to others. So you put the other foot on the floor, you're a Jew. The rest now, just go get the book and study the Lachot, Shabbat, this is, you're already a Jew. Already a Jew. He didn't go to mikveh. He didn't have put me lie yet. Nevertheless, Hillel told him, that's it. Now you are a convert. No, a convert, it's not true, it's not a convert. The halacha is the conversion will start. And to become a Jew, but only after you have put me lie, forget about put me lie, you need the mikveh. That's how important mikveh is. Chachamim say, look, a person can do all the mitzvot. And he has brit milah. He didn't go to mikveh, he's not a Jew. Imagine the power of the mikveh. The mikveh really makes a person to be a Jew. But Hillel said, no. Doesn't matter. If you're not doing avat al hakamocha, you're not a Jew. So let me convert you. This is what you have to do. You accept with yourself this, you're a Jew. It's a scary thing. It means somebody, a Jew, that he thinks is Jewish, and was born to a Jewish mother. If he doesn't have that concept, but Hillel told the goy, it means you're not a Jew. I mean, you call yourself Jewish, but you're not Jewish. It's more scary, the Gemara says, that this is really what Hashem is judging, really the person, the first thing he comes to Gan Eden. Nesata Borim Chavacha, not really the first one, Machloket. And the Gemara tells us one of Chachamim had a dream. And in this dream, he saw his father. He asked his father, tell me, are you in Gan Eden? He said, yeah. I said, can you tell me what's going on in Gan Eden? He said, yeah, I can tell you. All these Rabbanim that you see here, they sit in the front of the Knesset. In Gan Eden, they're in the back. The one in the back, they're in the front. So what do you mean? So Gemara says, the Tosfot says, the Rishonim says, the chief in Bavel, his name was Shmuel. Chief, Halacha is a Shmuel, but then the Gemara says, the biggest thing, Gemara says, you know all the stars, everything. Says the Gemara, but in Gan Eden, he sits downstairs. He's not on the top floor. And the Gemara, the Rishonim says, the Gemara says, what happened? The Gemara says, one time, a lady came over to him and asked him, can I speak to you? He said, I got no time for you. So his student, Rabbi Yehuda, asked him, listen, the lady needs some help. He said, I got no time for the lady. So the Gemara says that, but this Chacham student in his dream, the one that really you think about them in this world, the very high, they come to Gan Eden, don't know about them. I said, who do you refer to? The chief in Babel, in Iraq, 1700 years ago. He's in Gan Eden on the bottom. His student that told him, listen, there's a lady over here, he is on top of him. You can't compare them. This guy was a giant. Shmuel was a giant. He said, no. So you see, after Lacha Kamocha plays a big role, what we call in Judaism, that a goy, if he doesn't have it, he's not a convert. And if a Jew doesn't keep it, he's not on the right level. The question is, it's a simple question. It says, listen, what does the Kaddish Baruch Hu want from me? I can't achieve it. And it's very hard for me to achieve it. Okay, everybody. The Gemara says, it's not somebody that you love. It's your buddy. This is your best friend. Him you love. Also, it's not true. After something happened, people become enemies. But let's assume he's not, but it's not. If it is one person in the world that you don't like him as much as yourself, it means you do not fulfill that thing that Rabbi Akiva said, this is the foundation of this world. It's a very, very hard achievement. Why Hashem is so strict about it? Rabbi Akiva said it's a major thing, and Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died, so-called something similar to that, not exactly that, but something similar, didn't respect each other, so they end with it. So what happened? What's the importance of that mitzvah? And that mitzvah is so big. On the contrary, Chafetz Chaim wrote the book Shmirat HaLashon. We know Lashon Hara is one of the worst. So somebody speak about somebody, something bad. So Chafetz Chaim writes a list of how many sins you're being marked in Shemaim if you speak Lashon Hara. Clark after David, the Gemara says, people die from Lashon Hara. So, what's so bad about it? You think about it. So I said something bad about somebody, okay? So, okay, nothing. I didn't kill him. So what happened? So I said, I might lose Olam Haba because of this. Hashem might kill me because of that. So I said, what did I do? I just said something about somebody. It's not a major thing. It's not to say. So I said, this restaurant, the owner of this restaurant, he doesn't know how to cook. Finish. I said, Lashon Hara. I said, for this, it's one of the worst sins in the world. And the biggest mitzvah kamocha. I says, what is it all about? So the Gemara tells us like this. The Gemara tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah on our Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a little bit, you may say, the Gemara says, was a little bit sorry. He said, I have something very important, very dear. And usually the Gemara says, a seller is very happy. He wants to sell. The buyer is the one that buys the material. But the seller is happy. Here the Gemara says, when Hashem gave us the Torah, Hashem was not as happy. Maybe we were happy, but Hashem was not as happy. Not only that, the Gemara says, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you should build the Mishkan, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, what I want you is to make me a house, and this is Kodesh Kodeshim, the holiest of the holiest. This is I'm going to be there. I said, I don't understand. Hashem has to go down, the Gemara says, yeah. Hashem decided he wants to be in the Mishkan. I want to be in the Mishkan. What's so great about the Mishkan? Hashem said, listen, I cannot depart from the Torah. What does it mean, depart from the Torah? Hashem is Torah. The Gemara says, you know what, how important it is. Says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself learns Torah every day. So, okay, fine. So he told us the Ten Commandments, okay? Then he gave us the tablets, the Luchot, okay? Then the Luchot are going to be placed in the Mishkan, and Hashem said, you know what? I need to be in the Mishkan. Why need to be in the Mishkan? Why need to be in the Mishkan? He gave the Luchot, the Gemara says, Hashem is not sorry, but he is sad, the Gemara says. Lokeach atzuv, atzev. Hashem is sad. Hashem, the Gemara says, Hashem said, you took the Torah? Take me along. What does it mean? Every day in the morning, we say, Evracha, Hashem b'chabanu mikol ha'amim, tano Torah to. Also, Chachamim say, we go up to the Torah, it's important, the Aliyah is. People don't realize how important it is to go up to the Torah. Chachamim said, you have to say bracha before you go up to the Torah. You have to say bracha right away in the morning. You may not study, you may not even think, maybe, about the Torah. Rabbi Levin said, don't even think anything before you say the bracha. He says, how crucial it is. Says the Gemara, based on Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Al Me'av Da'aretz. It means like this, Hashem was upset at Am Israel. But it's not that the Machshimam at the time, the Babylonians, the Iraqis killed Am Israel, they destroyed Israel completely. Israel was deserted. Ramir Miao there, he was there, he writes in his book, Al Me'av Da'aretz. And he says, why did Hashem destroy the whole land? If Hashem is upset about the people, okay. So, whatever punishment Hashem wants to give. But the land was deserted. The Gemara says, the reason for that is, he didn't say bracha on the Torah. Simple explanation. The Gemara says. The Gemara says, people went and learned Torah, they didn't say the bracha. I didn't say Asher Bachar Banu. I just said, okay, so. If you don't say Asher Bachar Banu, therefore Hashem destroyed completely Eretz Israel. What does it mean? Why Hashem destroyed? So it doesn't say they didn't sin. Man says, Lo berchu b'torah tchila, didn't say Asher Bachar Banu. So? Chachamim say, well, it means that they thought the Torah is just a secular thing. Okay, fine. Whatever you say. But to say that Israel was destroyed completely because it didn't say Asher Bachar Banu. And also the question is, it's not accurate exactly Asher Bachar Banu. Asher Bachar Banu means Hashem chose us. It's the Kavanah. And now the Torah Toshi gave us the Torah. But the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk in Sefer Devarim, Hashem is Neba, וזרח מסעיר למו, פי אמר פרן, says the Gemara. Before Hashem offered the Torah to us, Hashem offered to the goyim. They rejected it. So you can't say Asher Bachar Banu. The opposite. The Gemara says the last nation that Hashem came was us. And Hashem asked us, will you take the Torah? And we said, Naseh v'nishma. So you can't say Hashem chose me, Hashem did not choose you. Hashem offered you, and you were the last chance. The Gemara says, Eretz Yarab Shaktan, the Gemara says, we would have said, yet, then Hashem would destroy the world. Why would Hashem destroy the world? Let's assume you understand the world was created for the Torah. Okay, listen. We didn't say, Hashem, we're going to do sins. We say, we don't want to hear that, we don't want to hear Hashem. Okay, fine, so. But again, we will not offer the Torah. Because Hashem chose us. Hashem never chose us. Because the opposite. Hashem came to us the less. So we say Asher Bachar Banu. Can't say Asher Bachar Banu. So Gemara says, again, it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Before creation, the Gemara says Hashem looked at the Torah and created this world. Simple explanation means that Hashem opened the Torah. Of course, it means something else. It means deep things. But just on the surface, maybe it means like this. The Torah is a blueprint of this world, or or a kind of direction, and Hashem look at the Torah and create this world. But the Gemara says, where was the Torah? The Gemara says the Torah was wrapped on Hashem's arm. Whatever it means. Of course Hashem has no arm, but it means in Kabbalah, it means Hashem has an arm. So the Gemara says the Torah, was a spiritual parchment, was not in front of Hashem, was wrapped on his hand. And that's what the Gemara means. It doesn't mean Hashem looked inside. Hashem looked on his arm. And he saw the Torah and said, okay, I'm gonna create this world. So what does it mean exactly? The Gemara says, I'll tell you what it is. Hashem's hand is judgment. So we've seen in Hashem took us out of Egypt, the Torah says, Yad Chazakah Zruah Netuya. So in order to create the world, you need something to calm down the hand of Hashem. Some chesed, some kindness. Because otherwise, right away, Hashem is punished. Therefore, Hashem assigned an angel to teach Adam Hashem Gan Eden the Torah. There's a secret of the Torah. The Torah puts down the judgment. Barat Yetzara Barati Lo Torah Tavlin, it means like this. It means Hashem created this world, and Hashem is very tough. Rashid Barai Elohim, Elohim is judgment. But Hashem looked on his arm and he saw the Torah. So the Torah is called Torah Chesed Ad Hashanah. Olam Chesed Ibane says the kindness of the Torah is going to come down. The Gemara says, the Zohar says, that's exactly what happened. Even after we said Naseh V'Nishma, the Gemara says, we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first two commands, we died. And then the Zohar says, the Torah came to Hashem, and the Torah said, who is going to learn Torah now? Because the whole world rejected. And Am Yisrael is the only one that said Naseh V'Nishma. The Gemara says, well, they said Naseh V'Nishma, based on Pasuk in Tehillim, but in the heart they did not accept it 100%. That's why we died. But nevertheless, somebody has to know that why we are alive today is because the Torah came to Hashem. It means the Torah that was wrapped on Hashem's arm tried to come HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset again because we did not say with a full heart Naseh V'Nishma. And David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Efatu B'Fihem. So what does it mean exactly? So why did Hashem want us to have the Torah? For what? Shlomo HaMelech says, look, number 3 is a very powerful number. It means a triangle. Triangle is very important. Triangle holds. Achuta Mishulash Shlomo Mera Inatek. Shlomo HaMelech says the same as Kohelet. Tevi Mashna Menacha, 2 is better than 1. But if you have 3, it's a guarantee. So the Gemara says, we say every morning in Yuval Etzion, Torah, Lo Yamush Mipicha, you should study Torah, you should not go away from your mouth. From Pizaracha, from your children's mouth. From Pizerazacha, from your grandchildren's mouth. The Gemara says, that's a guarantee that continuously, generations will continue for that person. After 3 generations, keeps it the way, not just keep the Torah. Never stop talking about Torah. It's a guarantee. And the Gemara has a list. The Roshanim has a list. They have a list of the powerful number 3. They say Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov are 3. Kohen Levi Israel is 3. Torah Nevi'im Ketuvim is 3. Bachodesh HaShlishi in the 3rd month we got the Torah. Yeah, the Gemara says a list. Number 3 is important. Let me say, look, Hashem had on his hand the Torah, and Hashem was looking so called to calm himself with a triangle. It's not that Hashem wants to give the Torah to somebody. As is, the world is standing because of Torah, but it's not something that's a guarantee the world will stand. So called, we have Hashem's hand, this is judgment, and then you have the Torah, so it means 50-50. Now we need like another part to make it a triangle, Shlomo said, then it's going to be solid. And for this, Hashem wanted to find someone that would help him to keep the world. If we may say such a thing. Of course, Hashem doesn't need, but Hashem wanted so-called to control himself. Sometimes Hashem regrets that he's angry. Likewise, the Gemara says Hashem regrets that he was angry at the moon and told the moon, make yourself smaller. The Gemara says, Hashem asked us every Rosh Chodesh, we should bring a goat to Beit HaMikdash, kapara for Hashem, that he was upset at the moon. So you see constantly in the Torah, that Hashem is getting angry, and Moshe tries to calm Hashem down. And not always Moshe was successful. And the key is the triangle. That's what it means, Hashem b'charban, we call Amim. It's not that Hashem chose us. And it means, true, first Hashem offered the Torah to every nation, but then Hashem said, okay, now I'm going to choose you to be what? Gemara says, you know what it means? It means that Hashem told us he's going to take us, he's going to wrap us on his hand next to the Torah. That's why the king, Gemara says the king has to have two Torahs. One Torah he has in his closet, and one Torah he has to wrap on his hand. His student, David HaMelech, had a small Torah, wrapping on his hand. What? He says, what's the idea, man? You hold it in your hand. Why are you supposed to wrap it? Because that it means that the king is judgment, is malchut. In order to control yourself, that you should not be too tough. So likewise, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has a Torah wrapped on his hand, on his arm. The king had, David HaMelech and some other kings, had a Torah wrapped on the hand, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he was looking to make the triangle, what he did he chose us, not he chose us from all the nations to give us the Torah. Then he offered first the nations. But he chose us to be on his arm. That's the bracha. When you say HaShabach HaBanu, you get Aliyah LaTorah, you say in the morning HaShabach HaBanu, because Amim, you know what you say, like this, Hashem, you chose me, that I should be the triangle. How am I a triangle? You wrapped me on your hand. And actually, the Gemara says that Hashem wrapped us on his hand, we took us out of Egypt. The Gemara says it. So Hashem wrapped the Torah first before creation, and then wrapped us when we crossed the Yamsuf. So that's what Hashem is all about. So we are part of creation. Rashid Barai Elokim, the Gemara says, the Rashid means Bishul Rashid, Bishul Yisrael Shintu Rashid, because of Am Yisrael, and because of the Torah. I said, what do you mean? I want to tell you what it means. It means the Torah was wrapped in Hashem's hand. When Hashem decided to give us the Torah, it means likewise something that Hashem took it off his hand, and he said, okay, now I'm going to give it to you, you make a Mishkan. So therefore, the Gemara says, Hashem was a little bit sad. He said, doesn't have the Torah. He says, when Hashem gave us the tablets, but actually what it means is, not that Hashem just gave us a prison tablet. It means Hashem's words engraved the tablet, says the Gemara. And then, so-called, Hashem took it off his arm, and Hashem said to Moshe, here, it is. As the Torah emphasized that Moshe had the tablets on his arms. The Torah tells us stories, you know, yeah. So, of course. So where was the Torah? He says, no, you don't understand. So Hashem transferred something that he had on his arm to Moshe, and so Moshe go downstairs, and it's supposed to be to put in the closet. That's what Hashem said, I had something very important, and I gave it to you. I gave it to you. And now, I know, I like it very much. So the Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, build me a room. So where is he? Hashem is in Kodesh HaKodeshim. It means Hashem is next to the Torah. It's not because Hashem is next to the Torah. Because the Torah was always, but he, Amunet, Rabbi says, since the Torah was always something next to Hashem, on his arm. Now so called, it's in Beit HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. This is the episode of the Luchot. It's so important. It's not, it's just something, you know, from out of space, what we call. And Hashem gave us from outer space the Torah. It means Hashem unwrapped the Torah from his arm and gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go downstairs, going to put it in the Mishkan. And then Hashem said, I want to be next to it. So this is really the goal of Chag HaShavuot, of Mamad Har Sinai. That we, so-called, we said Naseh V'Nishma, actually, we said we want to be wrapped next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to be part of the triangle. And that's what Zohar says. Because we didn't say it with a full heart, we died. And the Torah asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have mercy. Because that's the purpose of the Torah. The reason why Hashem put the Torah on his arm is to calm HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. Now Hashem was very angry at us that we didn't mean what we said. And Hashem so-called killed us. And the Torah, that's on the arm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time, still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, you have to have mercy on them. It means, what's the purpose of the Torah? You created this world for to have mercy. And the Torah, so-called, was able to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu to revive us. That's the secret of Ten Commandments. That's the secret of Chag HaShavuot. The Tzfirat, the Omer HaChamim said, as a preparation for Chag HaShavuot, we should be in this stage that we part of the triangle. So that we part of the Torah. So, but if we're not, there's no reason for creation. If somebody doesn't keep the Torah, it doesn't mean that he rebels the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Don't rebel. By not keeping it means you don't do the job. Ashavach Harbanu means Hashem chose you that you should be the triangle. It means by keeping the Torah, you part the triangle. And says Hashem, so-called, we may say, put the Torah on his arm because Hashem is kind. Hashem is an entity that wants everything should be good and good, and if you don't, so Hashem has no purpose in creation. It's not a punishment. I read in the Torah, if you do this or you don't do this, you get punished. It's not a punishment because you don't do. It's a punishment because Hashem wrapped you on his arm. And you said, Naseh V'Nishma, and Hashem chose you, so-called, at the end, and now you don't fulfill it. So what's the purpose? What's the purpose? So the Gemara says, if we would not have sent Naseh V'Nishma, Hashem would destroy the world. It's not because of sins. Because there's no purpose in creation. There's no purpose in creation unless we fulfill the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is that Hashem wants to have a triangle. Now, if it's no triangle, so there's no purpose. So Hashem on creation decided he's going to put the Torah on his hand, on his arm, he's going to wrap it, and eventually he wants somebody else to be wrapped together with the Torah. And actually, the Gemara says, you know, from the Shamayim, the Gemara says, "I Hasefer v'Hasefer yardu kruchim v'Hashamayim." Gemara has a language like this. Like this, the book and the sword came down from Shamayim wrapped together. What does it mean? Simple explanation means if you don't study Torah, Hashem, no, it means like this. The arm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a sword. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so called, is a judge. And his judgment is like having a sword. Gemara says the Sefer, the book, is wrapped together with the sword. What does it mean? What says this? It came from Shamayim like this. What do you came from like this? It means Hashem comes down from Shamayim. He has the sword and the book. It means the Torah together. Wrapped. What do you mean wrapped? So the Chachamim said that's what it means. Hashem's hand is the sword. You say, Nagadah Shel Pesach. But Hashem had the Torah wrapped on his hand. The Gemara says the book and the sword came down from Shamayim wrapped. This is for us to know that without the Torah, it means we have a sword. So the whole purpose of getting the Torah of Chag HaShavuot is that we should be in a triangle, so-called, being wrapped on Hashem's hand, and then we stop so-called Hashem's anger. The Chachamim said, look, if you want to know exactly what's the title of Hashem? I said, Melech Ha'olam. I said, no, I know Hashem is the king of the world. You might tell you what it is. Gemara says Hashem is called Melech HaKavod. When Shlomo built the Tamigdash, Hashem told David, before David died, I will let the world know that you're innocent and the world stands on you. Ari says that before a person goes to sleep, he should say 12 times, David Melech Yisrael HaVekayam. 12 times. It's crucial. It's a secret in it. But you say, David Melech Yisrael HaVekayam, the song that we have. So people think, you know, David Melech Yisrael HaVekayam is a song. It's not a song. This is the crucial thing. This is, David was the first one, if you may say, that had the Torah wrapped on his hand. I said, what can you tell me about this thing? I can tell you that the kingdom stands on Torah. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, he couldn't bring the Echal inside. So the gates didn't open. Shlomo made gates. Then he brought David the Melech coffins and put it in the front of Bet HaMikdash. And they said, we say, on the Shoshana Yom Kippur, Ptichat Echal, still every Sunday. David Mizmor says, U Shamim Hashechem. He says, Shlomo said it with all of Israel. The gates open up. Yavo Melech HaKavod, the king of the respect. Says the Gemara, says, what do you mean, the king of the respect? Says, this is the title of Hashem, king of respect. Says the Gemara, says, why you give the Akadosh Baruch Hu this title? The Gemara says, Shecholek Kavod Liriav. Hashem respects the ones have fear of him, his creators, his creation, his creatures. I said, that's Hashem, Melech HaKavod. I said, that's after HaKamocha, that's what Hillel told this boy. You have to explain to something. A Jew doesn't mean he was born to a Jewish mother, or has a beard, a sombrero, he knows the Shas. That means nothing. He's not in Gan Eden. And if he's in Gan Eden, he's in Roland. He says, the key to be a Jew is a Shabbat Haman. Hashem chose you. Hashem chose you to be a triangle. Hashem chose you, first Hashem put you on his hand. He wrapped you on his hand, together with the Torah. He says, what does it mean? Who is Hashem? Hashem is the king. What kind of king? The king of respect. What does it mean, the king of respect? That I should respect him? No. That he respects everybody. So that Hashem wants us to respect each other. As the Chachamim say, look, Tamidei Rabbi Akiva, with all the respect to them, 24,000 did not respect each other. It means it's not a sin they don't respect. It means you have no reason to be here. It means your visa was revoked. It doesn't matter who you are. You come to the immigration. You want to come in and say, listen, I got no visa. I said, listen, you don't know who this rabbi is. He said, listen, he needs to have a visa. To be here on this world, the visa issued by Kadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Bachar Banu, if you have respect. If you don't have respect, you're here without a visa. So eventually, the immigration, they catch you. They put you back on the plane. It says, Tamidei Rabbi Akiva, with all the respect, had no respect for each other. So it's not a sin. It says, the world stands on the triangle. Hashem chose us. Hashem chose us, and who is Hashem? The king. What king he is? He is the king that gives respect. So Hashem is looking that we should give respect to each other. As the secret is because each one has a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside him. Therefore, Lashon Hara is so bad because it means disrespect. By saying Lashon Hara of somebody, it means you don't disrespect him. So it's not a punishment. Perhaps Chafetz Chaim, he has the book, that he speaks Lashon Hara, sin. It's not sin. It means you lose your right to exist. That's why you die. You don't die because you speak Lashon Hara. So, I didn't do nothing. How can I do something? It's a certain things, it's the opposite of after HaKamocha. That's why Rabbi Akiva said, after HaKamocha is the most important thing. He says, why so much? Because that's how Hashem is, and that's what Hashem decided to choose you and let you be on his hand because of that respect. Now, if you have no respect, you have no right to be here. It's not a punishment. What are you doing here? That's what Hillel told the converts. You think Judaism means Torah, Shulchan Aruch? This is the books Hillel told him, the law. How are you going to keep yourself being wrapped on the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time and being a Bet HaMikdash? I said, if you don't do this thing, it's the whole Judaism is worthless. I said, why is this guy standing on one foot?
Hillel
told him, listen, a Jew doesn't mean what you think. A Jew is not keeping the mitzvot. A Jew means that Hashem chose you to be wrapped on his hand when you said Na'aseh v'nishma. He gave you this privilege to be part of the triangle. That's the Kavanah when the person says Shabbat Rabbanu. And now you want to know what you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to do in order to be kept on Hashem's arm. But you have to know that's what the Jew is. Nothing else. Nothing else. And this is why Agari says that Sfirat HaOmer, Hashem judges Am Yisrael, Sfirat HaOmer, and he doesn't judge for the sins. This is Hashem judges on Rosh Hashanah. Now Hashem wants to know if you want Hashem Bachaban, and if you want to be wrapped. That's why Hashem judges us now, Sfirat HaOmer, what's Sfirat HaOmer, for what? He says now, it's the time between Pesach and Shavuot, that Hashem took us out of Egypt. He says this is the time that Hashem judges us if we have really the desire and the will to be wrapped on Hashem's hand, to be the triangle. So if you don't, it's not that Hashem is a punish us. It says all these hard times that people have is because people don't show Hashem that they understand that they must learn Torah, because not they must learn Torah, because Torah is one side of the triangle and you the other side of the triangle, and Hashem is one side of the triangle. So if you don't study Torah, it means there's no purpose in creation. Therefore, Hashem gave us Sfirat HaOmer, says Dari, Me'adim berachamim, and judgment with mercy, to see if we really want to be that way. That's the preparation of it. It says the Sfirat HaOmer is not just to count how many days. It's to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these 2 days, say 16, 17, 18. It says this is something that you have to elevate yourself to reach that point. But the point is HaTanach Kamocha. The point is not accepting Torah. It's the Torah that was given to us, the Shabbat Rabbanu, that we agreed to be part of the triangle, the Mishnah Torah.